జయ రాధా మాధవ పుణ్య విహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ పుణ్య విహారీ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరిధర ధారి గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరిధర ధారి గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరిధర ధారి గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరిధర ధారి గోదానన సజగన నందన గోదానన సజగన నందన గోన తీర పరతాస్ గమనా తీరావన సాధి మాధవ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరిధర ధారి గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరిధర ధారి జయ రాధా మాధవ విహారీ జయం ప్రేమ కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీహద్వైత గదాదా శివాచారి గౌర భక్తవింద శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ గో గోపినాథ సాంఖుండ రాధాకుండ గిరిగోవర్ధన్ కి జయ వృందావన్ ధామ్ కి జయ నవదీప్ ధామ్ కి గంగా మాయ కి జయ యమునా మాయ కి జయ తులసీ దేవి కి జయ భక్తి దేవి కి జయ స్వామి భక్తవింద కి జయ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు ది ఆత్మ లోర్డ్ All glory to the Atman. All glories to your Swami. Thank you very much.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janma, karma, cha, vishvatman, ajasya, akartur, atmanah, kiradyan, nri, rishishu, yadakshu, tad, atyanta, vidambanam, janma karma cha vishvatman ajasya karturatmana tiryanri shishu yadakshu tadatyanta virambanam janma karma cha vishvatman ajasya karturatmanah tiryanni shishuyadakshu tadatyanta vidambanam janma karma cha vishvatman ajasya karturatmanah tiryanni shishuyadakshu tadatyanta vidambanam
Hare
Janma,
birth,
karma,
activity,
cha,
end,
Vishvatman,
O soul of the universe,
Ajasya,
of the unborn,
Akaratu,
of the inactive,
Atmana,
of the vital energy,
Kiryak,
animal,
Nri,
human being,
Rishishu,
in the sages,
Yadhaksu,
in the water,
Tat,
that,
Atyanta,
veritable,
Vigambalam,
bewildering.
Translation.
Of course it is bewildering, O soul of the universe, that you work, though you are inactive, that you take birth, though you are the vital force and the unborn. You yourself descend amongst animals, men, sages, and aquatics. Verily, this is bewildering.
So, Krishna is at least yet at Vishyatman. The vital force of the universe. Just like in my body, in your body, that there is a vital force. The vital force is the Atma, the living being, living entity or soul. So because the vital force, the soul is there, the whole body is working. So, similarly, there is the supreme vital force. Supreme vital force is Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, where is the question of his taking birth, appearance at this time? In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Janma karmam cha me dibbam. Dibbam means, it is spiritual. Ajopi san abhyatma. Ajo means unborn. Abhyatma, without any distraction. So Krishna is existing as in the beginning of this stotra, Kunti addressed Krishna that you are within, you are without, is still invisible. Krishna is within, without, that you have explained. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddhesha arjuna tishtati sarvasya chaham riddhishannivishtya. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, therefore he is reading everything. Annantarastham, Paramanushayantarastham, he is reading the atom even, and without also. Visharup, as Krishna showed Vishwarup, external, future, this gigantic cosmic manifestation, that is Krishna's external body, these are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The hills, the mountains, they are described as the bones. Just like we have got in our body some part raised by the bones. Similarly, these big mountains and hills, they have been described as the bones. And these big oceans, they have been described as different folds in the body, down and up. Similarly, the Brahmaloka is the skull, upper skull. So, one who cannot see God, they have been advised to see God in so many ways. These are the instructions in the Vedic literature. Because you can simply conceive of God, the great. The greatness, you also do not know how great He is. So, in your conception of greatness, just like the very high mountains, the sky, the big planet, so the description is there. You can think of, that is also Krishna consciousness. If you think that this mountain is the bone of Krishna, that is also Krishna. Actually, that is so. If you think that this big Pacific Ocean is the navel of Krishna, these big trees, plants, they are here in the body of Krishna. And then the head, the skull of Krishna is the Brahmaloka. The soul is the Patal Loka. Similarly, this is Mahato Mahiya. When you think of Krishna as the greater than the greatest, you can think like this. And if you think the Krishna is both smaller than the smallest, that is also greatness. That is also greatness. Krishna can manufacture this gigantic cosmic manifestation, and He can manufacture also a small insect smaller than the point. We have seen sometimes in the book, you'll find one insect is running, the seed is smaller than the full stem. This is Krishna's craftsmanship. Anurani yana mahato mahiya. He can create bigger than the biggest and the smaller than the smallest. Now, human being, according to their conception, they have manufactured the 747 airplane, supposed to be very big. All right, if according to your consciousness, you have produced something big, but can you produce a small airplane like insect flying? That is not possible. Therefore, greatness means that who can become greater than the greatest and smaller than the smallest. That is greatness. If you can act one-sided, that is also not perfectly. Supposing you can manufacture still more, bigger. I don't think at the modern age they have manufactured the biggest. We get information from Bhagavatam, Kardamuni, the father of Kapila. He manufactured a plain, a big city. A big city with lakes, with gardens, big, big houses, a street, and the whole city was flying all over the universe. And Kardamani showed to his wife all the planets. All the planets. He was a big yogi. And his wife, Devahuti, was Vaivasvata Manu's daughter, very big king's daughter. So, Kardamani wanted to marry Desire. So immediately, Vaivasvata Manu, his daughter, Devahuti, she also said, "My dear father, I want to marry the sage." So she brought the daughter, said, "Here is my daughter. We accept her as your wife." So she was king's daughter, very opulent, but coming to her husband, she had to serve so much that she became lean and thin, not sufficient food and working day and night. So Kardamani became little compassionate that this woman has come to me, she is king's daughter, and in my protection she is not getting any comfort. So, I shall give her some comfort. She asked why, how will be comfortable? So, woman's nature is to have a good house, good food, good dress, and good children, and good husband. This is woman's ambition. So, he proved himself that the best husband she has got. So, she first of all gave her all opulences. Big, big house, med servants, airplanes, and then this aeroplane was manufactured by him, yogic process. See, Kardamani, he was a human being. If he could perform such wonderful thing by yogic process, and Krishna is the yogeshwara, the master of the all yogic mystic power, Krishna. Krishna is addressed in the Bhagavad Gita as Yogeshwara. Little mystic power when you get, you become so big, important man. And now he is the master of all yogic mystic power. Yatha Yogeshwara Hari. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, you know, whenever Yogeshwara Hari, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all mystic power, is there. And where there is Dhanudhara Arjuna, Partha, so everything is there. Everything is there. So we should remember this. That if you can keep yourself always in company with Krishna, then all perfection is there. Yatha Yogeshwara Hari. All perfection is there. And Krishna has agreed, especially in this age, Nama Rupe Kali Kale Krishna Vatha. Krishna has incarnated in this age as the holy name. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, "My dear Lord, you are so kind that you are giving me your association by in the form of your holy name. Nam nam kari bahula nidasatva shakti tatra jitanyamitas maranenakal." And this holy name can be chanted in any situation. There is no hard and fast rule. You can chant Hare Krishna anywhere. Just like these children, they also chant, they also dance. It is not at all difficult. While walking, just like our students, they take the beach, they are walking on the sea beach, the same chanting. There is the loss. But the gain is so great that we are associating with Krishna personally. The gain is so much. If you feel very much proud, if you are associating personally with President Nixon, how much proud you feel, oh, I am with President Nixon. So, will you not feel very much proud if you are associating the Supreme Nixon? Who can create millions of Nixon? So this is our opportunity. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Etadrisi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi. My dear Lord, you are so kind upon me that you are giving an association. Always, constantly, you are prepared, you are giving. Duddhaiva idrisamma, yaha janina anudala. But I am so unfortunate, I am not taking advantage of it. Duddhaiva, misfortune. How are this Krishna consciousness movement is simply requesting people to chant Hare Krishna. There was a caricature picture in some paper, perhaps you remember, from Montreal or here, I don't remember. One old lady and her husband sitting face to face. The lady is requesting the husband, chant, chant, chant. And the husband is answering, can't, can't, can't. So this is going on. We are requesting everyone, please chant, chant, chant. And they are replying, can't, can't. This is a misfortune. This is a misfortune. But still, it is our duty to make all these misfortunate, unfortunate creatures fortunate. That is our mission. We therefore go in the street and chant. Although they say can't, we go on chanting. That is our business. And somehow or other, we push on some literature in his hand. He is becoming fortunate. He would have squandered his hard-earned money in so many nasty, sinful ways. And if he purchases one book, never mind what is the price, his money is properly utilized. The beginning of Krishna consciousness is there because he is giving some money, hard-earned money, for this Krishna consciousness movement. He is getting some spiritual profit. He is not losing, he is getting some spiritual profit. Therefore, our business is, somehow or other, bring everyone in this Krishna consciousness movement, he will be profited. So this business is going on, not only in the human society. Krishna's plan is so great that if Krishna appeared as human being, or as Lord Krishna, not everyone knew that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was dealing just like ordinary human being. Not ordinary. When there was need, he proved himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But generally, He was known as ordinary human being. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami is describing Krishna in his description when he was playing with the cowherd boar, Krishna. So, Sukadev Goswami is pointing out, who is this cowherd boar? He says, Ittang Satang Sukhanubhutya. Satang, the impersonalist, they are meditating upon the impersonal Brahma and feeling some transcendental bliss. As Sukadev Goswami says, the source of that transcendental bliss is here, Krishna. Aham sarvastha prabhava. Krishna is the source of everything. Therefore, the transcendental bliss with the impersonalist trying to experience by meditating upon impersonal Brahma. As Sukadev Goswami says, ittham satang brahma sukhanubhutya. Brahma sukh. The transcendental bliss of realization of Brahma. Dasangatanang paradaivatena. Here is the person who is the source of Brahma sukh. And dasangatanang paradaivatena. Dasangatanang means devotees. A devotee is always prepared to render service to the Lord. Dasangatan. Paradaivatana. Supreme personality of God. Here is the source of Brahma sukh. Here is the original personality of God. And mayasritanang narudarakena. And those who are under the spell of illusory energy, for them, he is ordinary boy. So, he is according to the conception, Jesus-thama-sapadvante. If Krishna is taken as ordinary boy, human being, Krishna will deal with him as ordinary human being. If Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotee will enjoy the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if the impersonalists are very much fond of Brahma Jyoti, he is the source. Therefore, he is everything. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdhati. So, with such exalted personality of Godhead, these boys are playing. How they have been so much fortunate to play with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Ittam satang brahma sukhana bhutya dasangatanang paradaivatena maya sitanang narudarakena sadhang vijarahu kritabunna punya. These boys, coward boys now, who are playing with Krishna, they are also not ordinary. They have got now the highest perfection. That they have been able to play with the Supreme Personality of God. How they have achieved this position? Krita punna punya. Many, many lives. Pious activities. Because these boys, for many, many lives, underwent austerities, penances, to achieve the highest perfection of life. Now they have got the opportunity playing with Krishna personally, on equal level. They do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is Vrindavan Leela. The cowherd boy, they simply love Krishna. Their love is unending. Everyone in Vrindavan, let's say Yashoda Maharaj, or Nanda Maharaj, They are in pitala and affection with Krishna. So, the father and mother love Krishna. The friends love Krishna. The girlfriend, they love Krishna. The trees love Krishna. The water love Krishna. The flowers, the cows, the calves, everyone loves Krishna. Let him be known. So, if we simply learn how to love Krishna, then we can create immediately this world as Vrindavan. This is all the central point. How to love Krishna? Prima Pumartha Maha. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the Dharmartha Kama Moksha, people are after these four things. Dharma, artha, kaam, moksha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disregarded this. This is not achievement of life. Of course, a human being, human life does not begin unless there is conception of religion, dharma. But at the present moment in the Kali Yuga, dharma is practically nil. So, according to basic calculation, the present human civilization, they are not even human beings. Because there is no dharma. There is no religion. No morality. No pious activities. Do not care. Everyone can do anything without caring. Formally, there was morality, immorality, irreligious, religious. But with the progress of Kali Yuga, everything is being vanquished. It is taken in the Kali Yuga, about 80% people, they are sinful, all sinful. And we can practically see the sinful list we have given, four principles, illicit sex life, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. These are the four pillars of sinful life. Therefore, we request our students, first of all, break these four pillars. So the roof of sinful life will collapse. Then chant Hare Krishna, you remain fixed up in transcendental position. Simple method. Because one cannot realize God if his life is sinful. That is not possible. Therefore Krishna says, Jisham antagatam papam. Antagatam means finished. One who has finished sinful life. Jisham antagatam papam jananam punna karmanam. Who can finish sinful life? Who are engaged in pious activities. But one must have activities, engagement. See, if one is engaged in pious activities, naturally his sinful activities will vanish. One side, voluntarily he should try to break the pillars of sinful life. Another side, he must engage himself in pious life. Simply, theoretically, one cannot. Because everyone must have some engagement. If he has no pious engagement, then simply, theoretically, he will not be able. For example, practical, your government is spending millions of dollars for stopping this intoxication. Everyone knows. But the government has failed. How, simply by law or by lecturing, you can make them without an LSD or intoxication? That is not possible. You must give them good engagement. Then it will not. And practically you see that our students who come here, we instruct no intoxication. Immediately. And the government has failed. This is practical. Parang dishtani vartate. If you don't give somebody good engagement, you cannot stop his bad engagement. That's not possible. Therefore, we are giving two sides. Good engagement, at the same time, prohibition. You simply don't say that no illicit sex, no intoxication, no, no. Simply negative is no meaning. There must be something positive. Because everyone wants engagement. That is because we are living entity. We are not dead stone. The other philosophers, they are trying to become dead stone by meditation. Let me think of void, impersonation. Yeah, artificially, how you can make it void? Your heart, your mind is full of activities. So these are artificial things. This will not help the human society. The so-called yoga, so-called meditation, they are all escapism. Because there is no engagement. Here there is engagement. Here, everyone is engaged to rise early in the morning for offering aratri to the deity. They are preparing nice food, they are decorating, making garland. So many engagements. They are going for some Christian party, they are canvassing for selling wool. 24 hours engagement. Therefore they are able to give up this sinful life. Just like everything is described in the Bhagavad Gita. There's a hospital. In a hospital, there are many patients, they are not eating anything on the Ekadasi day. Does it mean that you are observing Ekadasi? And he is simply hankering after, when I shall eat. But these students, they voluntarily don't eat anything. We don't say that you don't eat anything. Some fruits, some flowers, that's all. So param vishtani vartate. Just like a child, he has got in his hand something. He is eating. And if you give him better thing, he will throw away the inferior thing and will take the better thing. Yes. So here is Krishna consciousness, this better engagement, better life, better philosophy, better consciousness, everything better. Therefore they can give up the sinful activities of life. And that will promote to Krishna consciousness. So these activities are going on not only in the human society, the animal society also. Animal society, according because everyone is Krishna's part and parcel, sons. So they are rotting in this material world. So Krishna has a plan, a big plan to deliver them. Personally he comes, sometimes he sends his very confidential devotee, sometimes he comes himself, sometimes he leaves in a structure like Bhagavad Gita. The whole propaganda is going on, therefore it is said here, tijjang nish, everywhere Krishna's incarnation is there. Adasu, aquatics also, just like Krishna appears as the fish incarnation. Tadattanta virammana. So, Krishna's disappearance and appearance, he is taking birth, these are all built. It is not that we are forced to take birth. We living entities, condition, soul, we are transmigrating from one body to another, being forced by the laws of nature. But Krishna does not appear by being forced by the laws of nature. That is the difference. Therefore, those are foolish rascals. They think that I have taken my birth in this world, and Krishna has also taken, therefore I am also born. They do not know that you have to take birth by the force of laws of nature. You have been given the chance of very nice body, beautiful body, as American boys and girls, educated, with opulence. If you misuse it, then you are going to get another body, according to your mentality. Just like at the present moment, in spite of so much arrangement by the government, nice school, nice university, colleges, but they are producing hippies. They're so much frustrated. So, they are now worshipping hog. Is it not? So, what is the next? Pratitekshamanani, gunayikarmani, sarvasa. If you associate with the hog's quality, then you are going to become a hog. Nature will give you full opportunity. All right, sir. You become a hog. Nature's arrangement is like Pratitekshamanani, gunayikarmani, sarvasa. Prakriti, nature has got three modes of nature. And as soon as you associate with one type of mode, you get the next body according to that. So, therefore Krishna's this plan of appearance and disappearance that we very gravely understood. Not that physically Krishna has come. He has got a great plan. Otherwise, why he should come here? He is very much eager to take you back to home, back to God. That is Krishna's business. Therefore he says, sarvadharman parityajya mame tang saranam vraja aham tvam sarvapapibhyo mokkhayishyami. He is giving assurance. My dear, every one of us is a children of Krishna, God. So, he is more unhappy. Because we are unhappy on account of this material body, we are undergoing repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. That is not very comfortable situation. But we are so foolish that we do not take care of this. We are busy for a temporary comfort of this life. But we are neglecting the real discomforts of life, birth, death, old age and disease. This is our ignorance. This is our foolishness. Thank you very much.